And we're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN on a Tuesday morning. It's Pottawatomie County Day here as we are featuring different guests from Pottawatomie County on the show today. And Crystal Malchos has been one we've gotten familiar with the last couple months. She's a public information officer with Pottawatomie County. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon.
Crystal, we understand we spoke earlier actually with Riley County Health Officer Julie Gibbs, and they only had one new case come in over the weekend of coronavirus, which is good news. We've only seen a couple in Riley County the last 10 days, I think it is. Pottawatomie County holding steady as well?
We are. We have a total of 24 cases right now. We have 20 of those that are recovered, 2 active and 2 probable. So that's the 24. We are pending 7 tests, waiting on the results for those, and we've tested a total of 488 in the county.
All right. Testing seems to be going up a lot of places. Are you guys encouraged by that so far?
We are, especially since our numbers still aren't going up a lot, but it is nice to know that anybody that feels that they have those symptoms are getting tested, and we're getting the results back within 2 days. So that's a positive way for us to track this information.
Is there any worries after what we saw nationally this weekend in nearby Missouri, the Lake of the Ozarks? There was a lot of folks that gathered there. Is there any worries from health officials that we could see an uptick in cases?
Well, again, we expect to see more cases as we go along. It's the hospitalizations and fatalities that we want to see go down. We do want to encourage people, if you can, social distance and take precautions to do so. We understand people are tired of being inside and they want to get out and be with other people. Not surprising, we are humans, we are a social race. We just want to remind people to be safe about the way they do that. You might be healthy, the people you're around might be healthy, but we all come in contact with so many other people in the course of our lives. We have to remember, they may not be so healthy.
Right. Well, as far as reopening, I know the phase 2 began on Friday. Is there anything that's different with Pottawatomie County's reopening order than the state's?
No, we are copying the governor's orders going forward, unless something major happens in the county that would require us to do something different. We will be mirroring the governor's orders going forward with no additional restrictions. We will just emphasize that businesses need to follow their industry's guidelines. So if their industry says, hey, you should only open at 50%, we're not going to hold them to that. We'll just recommend that they follow that guideline from their industry.
Okay. Well, that's good news to hear. Have you guys been pleased with, as far as the business community? Have you heard anything from them on how they're reopening? Any feedback?
Yes. Yes, we've heard from a number of businesses in Pottawatomie County wanting clarification and just making sure that they're doing the right thing. They're being proactive and sharing with us their ideas and methods going forward in sanitizing the areas, how if they're going to require people to wear masks or provide hand sanitizer, additional hand washing stations. They may allow only so many people in at a time, and they're doing a wonderful job of making sure that they understand, which helps us out a lot. We don't have to go out and try to help educate them. They're seeking that education in advance to make sure that everybody is safe and to make sure that they're following the requirements in order to open and stay open.
All right. You know, we're speaking with Crystal Malchos, who's a public information officer with Pottawatomie County. Going to shift gears a little bit. We talked a lot about coronavirus lately, and it sounds like numbers are improving there, but we do want to touch on some other issues as well going on in the county, and that has to do with some of the moisture we're getting right now. In fact, there's a flash flood watch posted until this evening. We're going to get quite a bit of rain here the next few days.
Yes, we are. And right now, we are monitoring it. There's no concerns at the moment, but especially what we went through last year, we want to make sure that we keep an eye on it and be prepared just in case. Mother Nature can't always surprise us with something else. It does seem that 2020 is the year of surprises. So Tuttle Creek is sitting at a good level right now. Not a huge concern. It did raise the rainfall over the weekend. Did raise it 5 feet, so it's at 1,080 feet right now. Still no issues. Rock Creek went into a flood warning yesterday, but it crested at a little over 27 feet, so it's fine. The Vermilion River is forecasted to reach near minor flood stage today, but it should crest before that flooding begins. So we're going to be watching that as well.
All right. Good to keep in perspective. And you mentioned Tuttle Creek, but you said 1080 is what they're at today?
Correct.
I haven't checked yet. I've been meaning to do this, but I know Memorial Day weekend last year was right close to the top. So what a difference a year makes.
Yes, and the Army Corps of Engineers did an amazing job of knowing just when to let out the water, how much to let out, and what they've been doing since. Unfortunately, the crazy weather like this doesn't give it a good opportunity for them to continue the repairs out there, but at least it's not getting worse.
Yeah, and you know, that's another place where a lot of folks will probably be traveling to is the state park around there this summer. And as far as your knowledge, a lot of that stuff's reopened, correct?
Anything that does not have damage that would be a harm to people or that they're going to be working on, and to my understanding, will be open.
Okay, very good. Well, definitely something to keep an eye on, though. As you mentioned, the more rain we get, those streams tend to rise very quickly. Is there any more troubling spots than others in the county?
Not that I've been told as of this morning, but we do always warn people, be safe, turn around, don't drown. If you're not sure how deep the water is, assume it's too deep for you to cross.
Yeah, good advice there. And, you know, paved roads is one thing, and you have a lot of gravel roads too, and it can get pretty nasty if a lot of water covers that.
Yes, in an agricultural county such as ours, excuse me, with the farming and the dirt roads, the gravel roads, those can wash away in a blink of an eye, so people should be very cautious if they're on unknown roads or even known roads. Don't expect them to be just the way they were the last time they drove them.
All right. Crystal, is there anything else we haven't touched on that you'd like to let the listeners know about?
Just remind everybody to be safe, stay healthy, and stay sane.
All right. Words to live by. Crystal Malcho is the Public Information Officer, Pottawatomie County. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Brandon. Have a good Tuesday.
All right, you too. And stay tuned. We will continue in focus. We'll hear from Pat Wexelman next on News Radio KMAN.